So I'm outside the front of the mansion. The mansion standing grandly behind me. Lots of veterans inside listening to some talks, but I've managed to collar Kathleen Saunders. That sounds a bit violent, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Outside. And you used to work here?
I did, yes.
Between
1943 and 46.
1943 and 46. 46. So you probably did some celebrating here.
I don't remember doing any celebrating. No.
The end of the war?
Oh, the end of the war, yes. Well, we did go up to London and celebrated up in the outside Buckingham Palace overnight and so forth.
So you were here through some pretty hard times, I imagine.
Yes, we were. But they weren't hard times here.
What exactly was it you did here?
I was working on Japanese codes.
Oh, wow.
Which sounds very important, but I was only a very small cog in a very big wheel.
It sounds very difficult, though.
Mm. No, it wasn't difficult.
No?
Very simple.
You didn't have to learn Japanese?
No. Just play about with figures.
Lots and lots of numbers. So could I visualise you sat in a row of other code breakers?
Yeah, in a hut, one of these huts.
Do you remember the hut itself?
No, I can't remember the number.
Is this your first time back to Bletchley Park?
No, I have been back before. Yeah.
Good on you. It's a pretty amazing place that we're trying to keep going here.
It is, yeah.
If you could, say for example, Gordon Brown was wandering along here now, and you know he's got a big chequebook in his pocket, how would you tell him that it's important to keep Bletchley Park alive?
Well, because very shortly now, we're all in our 80s and 90s, we'll die out, and there'll be nobody to carry on the story for us, will there?
And it's important for us to remember these
very
things.
Very important.
So... how long did you go not talking about what you were doing?
30 years.
30 years? Mm. Did you just put it to the back of your mind and forget about it?
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any very fond memories of this place, or is it just a workplace?
They were all fond memories. We had a wonderful time.
And have you kept in touch with any people that
No. No.
Really?
I'm sad about that.
Because there was nothing to talk about, I guess.
No, that's right. No. No.
Names. What about the names? You said there.
Oh, I only know one or two. I remember one or two.
You said you didn't call anyone by their surnames.
But we didn't use surnames. You see, it's all Christian names.
And what?
So I only vaguely remember one or two Christian names.
Do you remember them now?
Well, not. I know there's a wren called Kay, but I can't remember anything else about her.
You may well recognise her if she's here today.
Well, hopefully. Yeah.
If there's a wren called Kay and you're listening to this, we need to get to say hello to you.
Lovely.
So any other plans for today? Are you just here to...
No, we're just going to look around.
Yeah. Excellent. Well,
I'm surprised there aren't more people.
No, Kathy, you said something about when we were in the car coming up about the wrens and they...
They were billeted at Woburn Abbey, did I say?
Billeted at Woburn Abbey.
Woburn Abbey, yeah.
And they got...
Oh, yes. They used to have clothing coupons issued, which we as civilians didn't get.
Oh.
So they used to, dish them around us to buy undies and things.
Oh, lovely. If you go into the museum, there's some amazing undies made out of parachute silk because people used to recycle.
Right. Yeah.
But some of the parachutes had mottos on from each of the kind of soldier troops that they came from. Yeah. And the most popular pants were from the troop... whose motto was, "They came down without a fight." Which I thought was hilarious to see on a pair of panties.
Yeah, I think that's about all I remember. Thank you.
Well, there's a 1940s fashion show here later on. So you might get to see some of those clothes.
Let's go and get these badges.
Well, have a lovely time. There's lots and lots of your friends probably in there.
Well, hopefully.
Thanks again.
Bye.